Today's shir, Nedarim Lamed Amid Beis, we're up to the Mishnah about six lines from the top. It says like this: Hanodem Roy Hachama. Person takes a neder; they're not going to get any benefit from those literally Roy Hachama who see the sun. So the Mishnah says, Aser Af Besumin. So even a person who is blind is Aser; they can't get benefit from them as well, right? Even though they don't really see the sun. Shelo Nischavein Ze Ela Lemi Shehachama Roa O Son. Really, what he meant to say is the people that the sun sees, the people who the sun shines on them with light, and even a blind person does. Had the sun shine on them. So Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason why the blind people are included? Midelo ka'omer, from the fact when the person was stating his neder, he didn't formulate, he says, min ha-roin, from those who see, right? That would exclude blind people, but he used the, says it's me, roe ha-chama, right? So that excludes it. So lefuke, what does it come to exclude? Dogim v'uborin. That to a fish and a fetus, that they don't see the sun. So that's how we shots up, that's what we explain his neder. Not understand, it's people who are exposed to the sun, which are including a suma. So dog, we know, are covered, right? But what's this din by an uber? How would a person possibly get hana from an uber? How do you benefit from them? So the Achron discuss, maybe the Karen Orr learns that it means that you can't get chiddush. We would say you couldn't get benefit from these uber even after they're born. Another interpretation is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think Shmuel Engel had like this, that the Gemara talks about using a pregnant woman with the uber's inside of her as it's a windy day and you shield yourself behind her. So obviously the woman who is pregnant is bigger, and therefore she provides more shade from the protection from the wind. So that would be one of the ways that a person could make a neder not to get any hana from an uber from a fetus. Okay, next Mishnah. Hanodemi shechori harosh. The person takes a neder not to get benefit from people who have literally shachor, like a dark head. Okay, so also be kerchin ubali sevos. So nevertheless, they just said the way they formulated only by people with dark hair, even a bald person, they have no hair, and an elderly person who has white hair. Because we don't mean it literally, it means more of a broader sense. Umutu binashu b'ketanim. But even though the way they phrased it was shchari rosh, they can get benefit from women, and they can get benefit from a katan, from a child. She'ein nikroim shchari rosh el anoshim. Because when a person makes the statement, as we'll see the Rambam at the end brings, that we follow the Lashon B'nei Adam. And what does a person mean when he says this? And that's just a general klal in Hilchos Nedarim. We follow the way people speak. So it means that they don't talk this way about women and about kids, only men. Okay, so asks the Gemara now, my time. What's the reason that the phrase Shchorei Harosh doesn't exclude, I should say, people who don't have hair? Mi deloka omer mi ba'ale se'ar. Because he didn't say people who have hair. My time, what's the reason for that, says the Gemara? Anoshim, for men, zimnin demichsu, roshayhu, there are some times that they do, yes, cover their heads. The zimnin, other times, midigalu roshayhu. They don't cover their heads. They have gili rosh. Aval noshim, but for a woman, la'olam michsu, they're always covered. Their heads are always covered. Uketanim la'olam miglu, and the child always has their head uncovered. So it's only the men that are like, partially like that. The Tosfos over here, noshim zimnin michsu rishayu, v'zimnin migalu, v'nikar shechordim le'famim, kishrosham goloi, v'afagav de'ika karchin, Ubali Sevos, Mikol Mokom, Kamapami, Megalin Roshim, Vigam Mutarim, Legalos, Beikroi, that men have a heter to uncover their heads occasionally, Ba'ama, Afim Vivne Kol Ha'olam, Mashenki Benoshim. Women are not allowed to uncover their hair in front of people. So maybe that's a little bit of a hint for the Rambam, who writes an idea that even women who are not married should do something to make a recognizable, braiding their hair, something like that. But this idea about men having their hair uncovered. So in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, very beginning in Simen Beis, Sif Vav, says the Mechaber, Os Leilich become a Zakufa, you can't walk in an upright, haughty posture, Velo Yeilich, Arba Amos, Begili Rosh, you shouldn't walk Dalad Amos. How far is Dalad Amos? Ramosha says it's 7 feet 3 inches, shouldn't walk that amount of space with a Gili Rosh. Let's see the, Mishnah Berurah over here, Yud, Sifkat and Yud. Lo yelich, you shouldn't walk with your head uncovered. Afiv v'bay sheish bo tikra, even in a home that has a ceiling on top. V'choshkin, how much more so tachas avir hashemayim di'esh li'zohir l'chuli alma. And certainly if you're not being covered at all by anything outside. In Yud'al, he says, Dalad Amos, u'midas chasidus afil pochos mi'arba Amos. Technically speaking, it's walking, don't walk Dalad Amos. But it's a midas chasidus, a pious trait to not even walk less than that. Vafilu be'es hashena b'layla, even in time when you're sleeping, to cover your head. B'yesh shemitzardin loyma shafilu arba amos ein osa medina. Really, that's not osa by the letter of the law. Technically speaking, rakla hatsinuyim b'maseim. But people who are very modest in their actions. Ava kvar kos of hataz b'kamen simin ches shebizmanenu. Nowadays, the Taz learns it's not a minig to cover, it's actually a din to cover one's hair. V'chukosehem lo selechu, he brings, v'osur gomer midina lios begili rosh. You have to cover your head. V'afil yoshev beis, even when you're sitting at home. Ayin shamatam, okay. V'chein kosev tshuvas mahari bruna. Even with children, it's appropriate to train them to cover their heads, so that they should have a little Yerushamayim. That's where the Yom Kippur comes, Yerah Malka. Right? The East Gemara on Shabbos, he brings Kuf Nun Vav, that I think it was Alexandria, his mother saw that he was going to be a ganav, so she asked the Rabbonim, what should I do? They told him, keep his head covered, and therefore that'll give him your Shemayim. Kase reishich ki heichid lahavi alach emesa deshmaya. Cover his head so that there'll be fear of God will be on him. V'dol od, he says, til inyin gili harosh, dai bekise hayad al harosh. So to cover your head, it's sufficient just to use your hands. So the Achron discusses that really your own hand can cover your head, or someone else's, really should be somebody else's hand is covering you. And he brings also idea that, let's say you're all alone, you want to drink water, you don't have a head covering, and your hand can't cover your own head. So what you do is like you extend your sleeve a little bit, you pull your hand back, and you use the covering of your beged and put that over your head, and that will provide the Kisei HaRosh for you. Ramosha has tshuvas about this as well. It's the very first tshuva, actually. In Igros Moshe, it's the very first tshuva, and Or HaChaim discusses this topic. There is a discussion from the Chazon Ish and others about how big the head covering should be. It sounds like from the Chazon Ish, this should cover Rosho. It's not just enough to have a little, like, you know, dinky little yarmulke on there. You got to put the sizable thing that covers the majority of your head. But that's a discussion over here, because you see from the Gemara that men sometimes cover their heads and sometimes uncover their heads. Mikra Adin, it's really required when one is eating, one is davening. The Grolin's not like for davening. There is a discussion about what would happen if a person davened and forgot. Right, in the Dirshvi brings Misha Shogi his palel rosh magula das Shlomo Zalman Orbach she'ein etzurich lachzulis palel. You don't have to go back and daven again. The Eidach Elahen Shut Igros Moshe from Moshe Kosev Shechozem his palel that you would have to go back. Kevan Sha'akum Veis Tefilosam Makpidin lehis palel davka berosh magula, because by the goyim they take off their hats when they go into their places of worship. Lechein therefore hatafil berosh magula nechsheves kitoeva besayim etzurich ian l'dinur. But he brings off at the end there will be a tzurich ian as to what is the actual halacha. Okay, let's go to the next Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Hanoidim in Hayeludim. Person takes a net, they're not going to get benefit from those who are born. Yeludim, people who are born. Samutr benoladim. He's allowed to get benefit from those who will be born after the time of his neder. Min Hanoladim, if he takes the net, they're not going to get from those who won't be born. So also af. Osir min hayeludim. He's also from those who are already born. Remer matir af yeludim. Remer is matir, and he allows getting hana from people who are already born at the time, because the way he precisely stated it, he only wants to get. Doesn't want to benefit from those who will be born. V'chachamim omrim, the rabbi said, no. Lo nischavein ze el b'mi shedarka lihi voled. He intended, what he meant is that people whose nature is to be born. Right, so it comes out according to this, both people who will be born and those who were already born are included in his neder, and it's also for him to get hanaf from them. Samara asks now, Le Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Meir, in the case where the guy takes a nether, that he's not going to get any hana from someone who will be born, right? So in the halacha would be that it's permitted to get hana from those who are already born. V'lo mibaya noladim. Right? So the Mishnah says it's not even necessary, right? It's not to those who will be born, right? That's going to be permitted. So, Ella biman osir. So if that's the case, then who actually is it also him to get benefit from, right? It appears that his nether was ineffective. It doesn't affect anybody. So it says, yeah, chasri mechzor v'hochi kitani. Now it was missing statements, and this is how you read the Mishnah. Hanoide min ha-yeludim. Guy takes a vow, he's not going to get any hanoah from yeludim, those who are born. Mutter benoladim. He's allowed to get hanoah from those who were born afterwards. But if he took a neder not to get benefit from min hanoladim, those who will be born, so aser biyeludim. He's going to be also getting benefit from those who were already born at the time when he made his neder. Rabbi Meir Omer, af hanoidim in hanoladim, mutter biyeludim. The Meir comes along and says, no, even someone who took the neder not to get hanoah from those who will be born is still going to be mutter to get hanoah from him, from those who are already born. Kihechi denoder min hayuludim mutter benoladim. Because just like you take a neder not to get hanoah from someone who was born, they're mutter for that who will be born. Remer says that the one who took the neder was very precise in the way he wanted to word it. Okay, Omelir of Papala Baye. Now, in regards to this chilik that our Mishnah is making, Lememra, does this mean to say denoladim? The Miss Yaladon Mashma? That means people who are going to be born in the future? Is that really how it works? Elamiatman, according to that, Shnei Banecha Hanoladim Lecha Be'eretz Mitzrayim, right? This is referring back to Ephraim and Menashe, right? So Hakinamid is Yaladin who? Right? Does it also mean they will be born, right? But they were already alive, right? Menashe and Ramah. So what does the word mean when we use this phrase, right? So Elamai, so what do you have to say? The Yiyulad Mashma, that they are already born? Elamayatan, if that's how you're going to learn it, Dechsiv, Hine Ven Nola Leves David Yoshiyahu Shemo. A son will be born to Beis David, who will be called Yoshiyahu. Now, doesn't that mean that he's already born? So Hachinami Dehava? Right? Ha Adayim Menashe Lo Bo. Yoshiyahu hasn't even been born yet. It's really not his grandson, Yoshiyahu. So, Ella, mashmahachi, mashmahachi. No, sometimes it means people who are already born, some people who are not yet born. Uvenedarim, but by Uvenedarim, halich achir loshim b'nei adam. That's our line. We follow, you know, the way people speak, you know, in colloquial terms, when what they mean, you know, noladim is used to people who are not yet born. So that's how we learn up the neder. That's how we interpret his words. The Rambam in Helchos Nedarim, in Hilchos Nedarim, Perik Tes says Halach Aleph. The Nedarim Halach Achir Lashon Bnei Adam, but Oisa Malkum, but Oisa Lashon, but Oisa Zman. Shenada Onishba Bo. So we follow what he means in that place, in that language, in that time when they take the neder, and so therefore that's how the expression follows, right? Because if you think about it, what the Rambam is saying is everything depends on the person's intent. So it's logical to assume that the meaning of a statement follows how people talk at that time. Okay, last part of the Gemara. Chachamim omrim lo nischavin ze el b'mi shedarka lihivolid. The Chachamim say that only wanted to talk to people whose nature is to be born. Lafuki mais, what is this coming to exclude? Lafuki dogim va'ofos. It comes to exclude birds, fish and birds, because they're not born, they're hatched from eggs. Right? Noladim means someone who comes out from the womb. When the Mefarsh says, Lafuki ofos v'dogim, she'ein noladim imei imon. They don't come out of the mother's body. Ella matilin beitzin. They drop eggs. Umis chamamin v'yotzin. They warm them up, and then they're born from that point. There's a beautiful teaching from the Ishbitzer. He likes to point out that the minhag behind eating the egg at the Seder is relating very much to what our Gemara is talking about, and also connects very much to this time of the year, Sfiras HaOmer, that here the egg comes out, but it's not yet born, it's not yet hatched. There's a second stage to the birthing process. So too, says the Ishbitzer, that's why at the Seder we have the egg, and we remind ourselves that the Yetzias Mitzrayim is only the first stage of the process, and the final stage is by Shavuos, by Matan Torah, when we accept the Torah. But that the egg is symbolic of of a two-step process of coming into the world. Okay, Meretz Hashem, we will pick it up in the next year with the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph.